Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka. Glad you are with me today. I'm a Lifestyles member. I'm a real estate investor. I also do the free workshops for Lifestyles Unlimited. They're all live stream right now. If you've never been to one, I would invite you to be part of that. Just go to the website. It says sign up for a workshop. You can do that. But hey, as we're this is actually Saturday, January 2nd, the second day of 2021. And I was just thinking before we started, usually it's like, oh, wait, I got to remember to sign all my checks with the new year. Well, that's really not a problem anymore because I don't remember the last time I wrote a check. It's not very often. But I was thinking, you know, at the new year, people always come up with all these sayings and all these, you know, you got your new year, your motivational things, you're going to do everything different. And there's actually, I'm kind of a little bit twisted. First of all, let me just tell you, I'm going to tell you today how to get on your way to real estate investing and how to begin to make money while you sleep so that you don't have to work until you die. So that's it. That's going to be the end game, okay? I'm going to show you how to do that today. But first of all, I'm a little bit twisted, and so there's this website. They make demotivational posters, and it just cracks me up. There's one. It's got a picture of French fries. It says, not everybody gets to be an astronaut when they grow up. The idea is, you know, some people can be working at McDonald's, not be an astronaut. That's a true statement. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that makes me laugh. There's a picture of a car going into a tornado. I remember there was like a movie with Kevin Bacon, I think. I'm not sure who. No, it wasn't Kevin Bacon. Somebody else. Where they're chasing tornadoes. And it's got a picture of a tornado. It says, perseverance, the courage to ignore the obvious, wisdom of turning back. But the one that is my favorite that really I was looking for, and I just found it right before we started. I couldn't find it for days. It says motivation, and it's got a beautiful picture. And it says, if a pretty poster and a cute saying are all it takes to motivate you, you probably have a very easy job. The kind robots will be doing soon. I read that. I just started laughing. That cracks me up. And it's so true. You know, a picture of an eagle inside of a waiting room at a lawyer's office supposed to make me excited about working or something like that. I don't understand that. But here, I do have one for you, though. And this is good. Zig Ziglar. I love Zig Ziglar. Do yourself a favor if you never listened to him. Google his name. He's got a lot of YouTube videos. He's passed away now. Dallas guy. Good Christian guy. He said, put all excuses aside and remember this. You are capable. And I do believe you are capable. I believe you're capable of retiring yourself in 5 years or less if you will get on the stick and get moving. And here's the truth. I mean, 1 month from now, 1 year from now, you can either have a month or a year of excuses or a month or a year of progress. It's really up to you. But you're going to have to do something you've never done before if you want to experience something you've never experienced before. Another way to say that is if you want to experience something you've never experienced before, you have to do something you've never done before. And so I'm going to help you with that today because the quote I mentioned earlier, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. See, retirement is not an age. It will never come if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep. Retirement can come when you're 40. It can come when you're 30 if you do this right. And the secret is just creating enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed your bills. And the easiest way to get started with that is single family houses. So I'm going to just kind of walk you through just a thumbnail sketch of what it means, how you do it, buy a single family house, get it on the market, get it rented, and create passive streams of income. Right now, looking for cash flow of $300 to $400 a month. That is cash flow that comes to you tax-free because of depreciation, and you can even extend that through things like 1031 exchanges. Not going to get into that right now, but the bottom line is that's how you retire, is you create passive streams of income. But I know for some of you listening right now, you're thinking, oh, that sounds so difficult. I don't know how to do that. I don't even know where to get started. And so I'm just going to walk you through the process. Now, the best way to get started is to attend the free workshop because we'll lay it out with numbers, with case studies, clear examples in that. But for right now, I want you to listen to me because here's the thing. You're going to need education to do this because you don't know what you don't know. We want to start out with number one, the number one thing you have to do, and that is you got to get pre-approved. You have to get pre-approved if you're going to buy a single family house and rent it out. Now, it's going to be easier in some cases than getting approved for your primary residence, because your primary residence, you're getting approved based on your ability to pay. With a rent house, it's a business. You're getting approved, and some of that rent applies, and the renter's going to pay you, and they're going to pay the mortgage. But here's the deal. You need to have, right now, a credit score of 620 to 650. 620 to 650. I mean, obviously, over 700 is better. Don't go out and buy a bunch of stuff on credit if you're looking to get started doing this. You do have to have a debt-to-income ratio that is at the highest 50%. 50% is high, but no higher than that. What is a debt-to-income ratio? That's just how much. What are all your debt payments? You got a house payment or rent. You have child support. You have alimony. You have any loan payments like student loans or auto loans. Credit cards, just the minimums, and divide that by your gross income. By the way, for single family house, you do have to have a W-2 income. So what is your gross income before taxes? That's your income before taxes. You take all those payments, divide that by your gross income. It should be below 50%. If it's above 50%, your first step is to get rid of that debt and start figuring out how to do that and decrease your expenses. But if you can get your expenses down to 45% of what you make, David Fisher, one of our two-day teachers, he can show you how to retire in 5 years or less. Doesn't matter how much you make. If you will live on less than 45%, you can create enough passive streams of income to be done in 5 years. So back to our subject. You're getting pre-approved. You're going to get pre-approved for both a hard money loan and a conventional loan at the same time. I had a guy call me the other day. He said, so my hard money loan, we're about done with the rehab. I'm going to explain this in just a minute, but what that means. But I'm done with the rehab, and I need to get approved for a conventional. I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? That's not what we teach at all. You get approved for both those things up front, and oftentimes that hard money lender and conventional lender, they're connected to each other. So why do you want a hard money loan and a conventional loan? I'm going to show you on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you briefly how to do why you want to do that, because it's going to reduce your out-of-pocket expenses. It's going to get you on your way to financial freedom faster. Hang out with me for a little bit longer. Glad you're with me today. This is David Rizik on Lifestyles Radio.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad you're with me today. This is David Rizika with Lifestyles Unlimited. I told you today I'm going to show you kind of the first step, give you a thumbnail sketch, maybe kind of the anatomy of a single-family purchase. What are all the things that you have to do to maybe kind of peel back a little bit of the curtain, make it not quite so mysterious to you, help you to realize it's something you can do. You are capable of doing this, and you're capable of retiring yourself in 5 years or less. First thing you got to do is you have to get pre-approved. And I mentioned before, right now, you need about a 620, 650, preferably above 650 on your credit rating. You do have to have a debt to income ratio below 50%. That's really simple. It's just add up all your debt payments, house payment, child support, alimony, any loan payments, add those all up and divide them by your gross income. On your W-2, you need W-2 income. On your W-2, that gross amount that you're paid each month, that's going to be your debt-to-income ratio, and it needs to be below 50%. You also have to be employed for 2 years. You can't have a bankruptcy within 4 years. You want to get pre-approved for both conventional and a hard money loan. Now, if you will go to the free workshop, we will lay out, me or one of my teammates will lay out for you very specifically what a hard money loan is, give you an example so you understand exactly what it is. But the bottom line is, the short version is, if you're buying a house that's $50,000, it has $25,000 in rehab, and it'll be worth $100,000 after it's fixed up. If you do a conventional loan, that conventional lender is not going to lend you any money for your rehab, none at all. And they may not even lend you, make the loan, because they want the house to be in good shape. And it's not in good shape, that's why you're buying it, because it's an investment property. But so your total out of pocket on that house, on the $50,000 purchase, you're going to have to come up with $10,000 for a down payment. And then that $25,000 in rehab, that's going to come out of your pocket. So your total out-of-pocket cost is $35,000 on a house that is worth $100,000 after it's fixed up. That's pretty steep. Now, with a hard money loan, you can actually finance some of those rehab costs. So short version, and if you come to my workshop, I'll show you exactly this, because I base it just on a house that I own. I paid $50,000 for it. $25,000 in rehab is worth $100,000 when I was done. My total out of pocket was $10,000. Why does that matter? Well, because if I've got $10,000 out of pocket instead of $35,000 out of pocket, that means I still have another $25,000 in my pocket. I can take that and buy another single family house, maybe another two single family houses if I really get lucky, but at least one more. And so instead of $400 a month in passive income, I have $800 a month in passive income. What's the goal? The goal is to create enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed all your bills. So I'm going to use that hard money loan. Now, when I finish the rehab, I'm going to refinance out of that hard money loan into the same conventional loan I would have before, below 4% right now. I think like 3 and an eighth maybe, even in a 30-year mortgage. And so I've got a tremendous interest rate. I've got great cash flow. And when I say cash flow, just so you understand, I'm talking about after principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Anyway, so there you go. So you're going to get pre-approved for both of those things. Like I mentioned before, I had a guy, he's been through all the training and everything, and he actually went out and he got approved for a hard money loan, but somehow he did not get approved for a conventional loan. And I don't know how that happened, because that's a bad deal, because you want to be in that hard money loan only during the rehab. And we're talking like 60 days max. Here's the beauty of being a Lifestyles member. I don't know where to find a hard money lender that I can trust. I didn't even know there was any such thing as a hard money lender. So I went to our vendor list, called a couple folks. One of them said, "Oh, hey, you're a Lifestyles member. That's great. We're going to charge you 6.99% instead of 11%. on your interest rate for your hard money loan." So I paid the price. I paid for the price of my membership right there, just by using one of our vendors. Step three. So you got pre-approved. Actually, maybe it's step two. I lose count. Anyway, you got to get pre-approved. That's the first thing. So we're going to go to step two. You got to build your team. You need a team. You need a mentor. If you've never done real estate investing before, you need a mentor. It's what Tony Robbins calls it. Andrew Carnegie called it his mastermind group. You want someone who's already been where you want to go. They've already gotten there, and they're going to share with you the map of how to get there. Now, me, I joined Lifestyles. I paid for a membership where I got a mentor. I made all that money back on my very first deal, 250% equity capture, 70% of your cash flow, just an insane deal. And by the way, Lifestyles doesn't, we don't own property. We don't take investment from you for in property. We just show you how to do it. Talk to a mentor. And man, he took me by the hand. He showed me the way. He walked me through everything. He had about 20 houses, told me everything I needed to do, as I had questions along the way, took care of all the fear. So you got to build your team. You got to have you need a mentor. You need somebody that's going to guide you. You need a source of education. You've got to have education as you're going through this process, because you don't know what you don't know. And so you're going to get to a point where you have a question. Real estate is easy. People are difficult. So you need a mentor for when you get difficult, because we all get difficult. I know I do. And so I need somebody to say, "No, don't do that. Do this instead." Need that all the time. Anyway, then you need a real estate agent, or you need a broker. Do I have to be a real estate agent? No, you don't have to be a real estate agent. People ask that all the time. They think they have some leg up because they're a real estate agent. You don't need to be a real estate agent. I'm not sure really what the benefit of that would be, except maybe you can search on MLS. as a real estate agent or broker, maybe that would be a little bit positive because you get a little bit more out of the MLS system than you would otherwise. But no, you just need, you're going to need a agent that is going to operate on your behalf anyway. You need licensed home inspectors. You need to have somebody you can call. So when you go look at the property, they're going to come look at it with you and they're going to inspect that thing. You got to have an insurance agent. You don't want to do an LLC. People ask all the time, do I need to get an LLC for a single family home? No, you don't want to get an LLC because it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to kill your cash flow. And Fannie Mae won't loan to an LLC, which means you're going to have to get a bank loan. And a bank loan is going to be a higher interest rate and probably not going to be a 30-year amortization, which is what you want. No, you are going to protect yourself with insurance, not with an LLC. Now, in multifamily, you have one LLC for every single apartment complex. You have to do that. That's just the deal. And you're getting a bank loan anyway. But with single family, no LLCs. You don't want that. Home inspectors, general contractors, you need... If you're buying out of state, you might need property management. We actually have those on our vendor list, property managers. But we actually teach you how to do this without a property manager. I've never used a property manager, done everything from A to Z, never needed a property manager. It doesn't take a lot of time. There are a couple times a year. It takes maybe a couple of hours. Hang with me on the other side of break. We're going to keep walking through this. I'm going to show you how we're going to buy a single family house and get you started on your way to real estate investing.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey there, you're back with David Ruzicka, Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I'm a real estate investor and I teach our free workshops. I want to encourage you to go ahead if you've not done that before. Maybe it says it during the break, but go ahead and go to freeworkshoplivestream.com or Lifestyles Unlimited and just sign up for one of those workshops if you've never been. It's 90 minutes. It's going to be a great experience for you. You will get a glimpse at the map that we use to retire people in 5 years or less and introduce you to some case studies, some people that have actually done this. There's one couple that I always share about, Sean and Heather. Sean was an Air Force veteran and Heather was a marketing executive. They joined in 2008 when everything was going horrible. Everything was awful, kind of like right now. And they joined and they learned how to do real estate investing, learn how to buy single family houses. That's how they started it. And they achieved financial freedom. They quit depending on their W-2 income. They bought 16 single family homes. Today, they're investors in five multifamily communities totaling 534 doors. They said that Lifestyles Unlimited, the education, man, Lifestyles didn't do it for them. They just took the education and went to work. It said it allowed us both to retire from corporate America, which has in turn allowed us to add value to people's lives every day. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and do that. I started out today saying, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. And so kind of walking you through that single family purchase, the first thing is you got to get pre-approved for conventional and a hard money loan. If you don't know what a hard money loan is, I shared a little bit about that before the break. I'm not going to go any more. Numbers are just hard to do on the radio. You get that. But bottom line is on a $50,000 house with $25,000 a rehab, worth $100,000, I had 250% equity capture. My out-of-pocket, if I'd done a conventional loan, would have been $35,000. And I probably would not have gotten approved because the house, it was beat up on the outside, it was beat up on the inside, and the conventional lender probably would have said, well, no, we're not going to loan you money on that house. It's a piece of trash. Everything needs to be fixed. Everything needs to be replaced. And With a hard money lender, you can finance those rehab costs. So my out-of-pocket was $10,000. $10,000 instead of $35,000. You do the math. That means I still had $25,000 in my pocket. I was able to go out and purchase another house. Now, you got to put together your team, and then you need to find a home. You need to find a home. You got to find a property that you're going to buy. You can do that by yourself. You can actually put together a listing you're looking for. I'll just tell you what you're looking for. You're looking for a house between 1,000 square feet and 2,500 square feet. A price per square foot right now, probably $93 or less. Days on market, 60 days or less. Where? Wherever it makes sense. Wherever the numbers make sense. It doesn't matter where. I remember when I first went to the two-day class and Dell said that, and I thought, wait, I want to buy. I was living in Katy, Texas. I want houses in Katy, Texas. Well, that's a pretty limiting factor when you think about how big Houston, Texas is and all the areas that are around Houston, Texas. And so I quickly understood, oh, it's about, I'm trying to create passive income. I'm not trying to create geographical convenience. I want to have a house that's paying me a lot of money. And so I figured that out real quick. I'm looking for where the numbers make sense. Blue collar, not a gated community, not a $300,000, $400,000 house. Because why? Well, that's going to be a very small market of people that can rent that house from you. I mean, most people that are going to live in a $400,000 house are going to buy a $400,000 house. They're not going to rent it from you. If they do, it's going to be a small number of people that can do that. And so it's going to sit on the market for a long time when you try to release it after you lose your tenant. So you want, and you don't want to be in a slum. You want a house. You don't want to be a slumlord. You don't want to be in the hood. What kind of place do you want to be? Blue collar neighborhood. I remember there was one house. It was close to a house that I own. And so I thought, oh, maybe it's a good one. Realtor told me about it. He said, but go by and look at it before you see it. Now, it was a fourplex. I would not advise buying fourplexes unless you just want cash flow. They're good for cash flow, but appreciation, you're going to get nicked a little bit on that because you can only sell it to another investor. A homeowner's not going to buy that from you. Single family house, you can see the appreciation. It'll be a lot better. So anyway, so I headed over to this fourplex. It's across town. It was about an hour away. I didn't care because the cash flow was huge on this deal. I get there, as I get close, all of a sudden the street is paved. It becomes very potholish. Potholish? It becomes very potholed. Then it turns into complete dirt. In addition to that, I notice that the majority of people are walking. They're not driving. And when I say they're walking, I'm talking about people that look like they have no jobs. They look like they're actually unemployable. They're like, maybe they're just kind of living on the streets and that's good with them. I go by a park. There's a bunch of men milling around the park in the middle of the day. No jobs, just hanging out, looking for something bad to do, I guess. I don't know. Finally, I drove, and I didn't slow down very much. I drove by the fourplex. It looked like it was made of cardboard. I mean, it was horrible. Oh, and the realtor told me you can't rehab it because it has tenants in it. I'm thinking, yeah, the tenants that live in that place, they're not going to be there very long. I mean, either they're going to be in jail or I'm going to be a victim very quickly because they can't pay the rent. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible situation. And I don't say that out of any hardness. I mean, I feel sorry for all those people, but that's not where you want to buy an investment property. You want to go in that community and do community outreach, help the people get educations, things like that. But you don't want to buy a rent house there. So anyway, we want a blue collar area. We don't want to be evicting people all the time. We want the largest possible pool of tenants. That's going to be that, you know, $1,000 a month rent to $1,500 a month rent. Remember, the rule as you're looking for a single family house to invest in, the rule is one of the top three, well, three rules are: don't lose money, must have cash flow, can't get rich slow. Number two, it has to cash flow. Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Remember that. Cash rules everything around me. Cream. There's actually a horrible song that uses that. Cash flow is the cake. Everything else is the icing. Here's the beauty. If you only buy assets that cash flow, how much do you care if they go down in value? I mean, certainly you care, but if you have no cash flow and it's going down in value, that's a horrible situation. But if it has cash flow and you hit a hard market for some reason, goes down in value a little bit, no big deal because you have cash flow. Cash rules everything around me. So you're going to get it under contract. You're going to have it inspected. You're going to go to the vendor list, get an inspector. He's going to come out. He's going to write up and you're going to be there with him. You're going to be there with him or her when they do the inspection because you want to see everything. You want to, if they go in the attic, if you can go in the attic, you want to go in the attic. If they're looking under the house, if it's pier and beam, you want to get under the house with them. You want to see everything about that house when you're with them. Also, you're going to include a camera scope of the plumbing. You want them to stick a camera down in there, make sure that everything is okay underneath the house, because that can save you thousands of dollars. Very first house I bought, all of a sudden I go out, everything's ready to go. I run some water in the tub. Don't know why I did that, but I'm glad I did, because you know what happened? The water didn't go anywhere. So I ran around the corner, I bought a plunger, I came back, I plunged, dirt came up out of the drain. I found that's not a good sign. I called my contractor, I said, oh my gosh, there's dirt coming out of there. We had raised the house 6 inches on that side during the foundation repair. And so the problem was it broke the pipe up underneath. That was still $10,000 out of pocket. It was my total out of pocket, even with $2,500 of tunneling underneath the house to fix that. So you want to know that your pipes are okay when you go into that. I can save you thousands of dollars. And this is all before you have it under contract. You want to get 3 bids on the rehab. That's why I joined Lifestyles. I have no idea how to rehab a house. I'm the most unhandy guy on the face of the earth. I don't know anyone that knows about rehab. I don't know anybody. I have one friend who does his own. That's it. But he's a contractor, but he's doing his stuff, and he's my friend. What if I had to fire him? I can't do that. So anyway, I got three bids. I picked one of the guys. I said, how long is it going to take you? He said, 45 days. I said, okay, here's a contract I'd like you to sign. It says, if you're done in 45 days, by the way, a mentor told me how to do this. I didn't know how to do this. Said, if you're done in 45 days, then I owe you 100% of what you're quoting me. If you go over 46 days, 47 days, 48 days, then I get a discount for every day you go over. I know people have horror stories about contractors. But say, we walk you through all that and train you on that stuff. Glad you're with me today. We're going to finish this up in the last quarter of an hour. Hope you're having a great day. Glad you're with me today. Lifestyles Unlimited Radio.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Here with David Ruzicka on the second day of January 2021, and talking today about how to get started on your way to financial freedom so you can retire in 5 years or less. You do it with passive income. I've been giving you a list. Oh, by the way, you can follow me on Facebook. Sometimes I put some real estate stuff on Facebook. It's just David Ruzicka. I think I'm the only one. No, there's a couple of others now that I remember. There's one guy. He was another part of the world and was trying to figure out if we were related. We're not. But yeah, you can find me on Facebook and follow me there. Let me know if you do. Send me a message. Let me know you heard me on the radio. Anyway, you're going to get pre-approved. You're going to build your team. You're going to find a home. You're going to fix everything. Everything. I mean, if there is anything in question, you want it fixed, because that's why your tenants don't have to call you with problems. And that's why real estate is easy. People are difficult. You say, I don't think I really want to fix that water heater. Well, you're going to fix it sooner or later. So you might as well fix it before and fix it during the rehab process so you can finance that. So you want to fix everything. So when people go look at the house, because remember what we're looking for: best product, best price. Best product, best price. So you're going to have a beautiful, clean, functional house. I say beautiful, clean, and functional. It may not be beautiful. It's clean and functional, but it looks good. I think they look beautiful personally. My homes look beautiful inside and out. You're going to find the home. You're going to fix everything. Guess what you're going to do? Because here's the biggest concern people have. What if I can't lease the house? Well, before you ever buy the house, you're going to do a market survey, and you're going to know what houses are leasing for in that neighborhood. When you analyze that house to make sure it has cash flow, to make sure it has appreciation and equity capture. I mean, you want to go into that thing with some good equity capture. I hear people buying houses like $140,000 house with $5,000 of equity, equity capture. I'm thinking that's too little, because what if something goes wrong? I want a bigger cushion than that. That's how we don't lose money. But the way you're going to know that you're going to lease a property is because you're going to look at the neighborhood and you find out what other houses are leasing for in the neighborhood. You're just going to do a comparative market analysis, just like you would do on the purchase price. And then you're going to start leasing it right away. As soon as you close on the house, you put a sign in the front yard. 90% of leases come from a sign in the yard. I heard that a while back. I don't know if that's still true. That could be old data because there is so much done on the internet now. But previously, that was the deal. In fact, I always get calls on my houses. Now, you can also go, there's a site called Zumper. Zumper will post your houses to Facebook Marketplace, and you don't have to use your personal Facebook. Zumper does it for free. They post other places as well. Zillow used to be free. You can do like the one property now for free, and then it costs you money after that. But Zumper, cozy.co, I believe. It's Cozy, just C-O-Z-Y. I don't know why they call it that. It's kind of a silly name. Anyway, you are on the sign that you're going to put in your yard. You're going to put everything. Why do people leave the rent off? Call for a rent amount. Really? Why? I'm not calling. If you tell me to call for prices, guess what? There's a 99.9% chance I'm not calling. I figure it's a bad deal because it's a secret. You can't tell me because it's such a horrible deal. So I'm not calling. So you put the rent amount, you put a phone number, get yourself a Google phone number. You don't need to give out your personal phone number. Sometimes I do. I don't care. You can always block and delete people. But email, you create an email for your property, like the address, 3278mistyway@gmail.com or yahoo.com or whatever it is. Create an email just for that property and put it on the sign. Now, the very first house I bought, I went to Fast Signs. I spent, I think, $35 or $40 on a custom-made sign at Fast Signs. I thought, man, I'm going to rent this thing. I got to have a beautiful sign. I put it out. It was stolen within 2 days. 2 days, someone stole my sign. So I went down to Home Depot. I got those little yellow signs that have an arrow, and it says for rent, and I just stuck that in the front of the house so people could see that they should look to the right at the house. And then I got a piece of poster board for like a dollar. I don't know how much it costs at the dollar store. And I wrote in my worst third grade handwriting, for rent, all new appliances, $1,250 a month rent. I put the email address. That was difficult because it is a lot of words. I put the phone number. I put everything on there about the house in the window so that they couldn't get it. Whenever there was a neighbor outside, if I happened to stop by the house, there was a neighbor outside, I would introduce myself to the neighbor. Hey, my name's David Ruzica. I'm rehabbing this house and I'm going to rent it. I'm looking for really good renters. I'm going to do a background check and a credit check because I want you to have good neighbors. And they appreciated that. In fact, my very first tenant on that particular house, lady next door, had a party at her house. Bunch of friends came over. One of them turned out to be my renter. That's how she found out. So a cheap sign works. If you have more than one property, do them all exactly the same. Do the rehab the same. Do the same color scheme. Whether it's like a red door, gray inside, gray outside, and then put pictures, because this is during the rehab process, right? So everything's not done. So you put pictures of your other houses in the window so they can see what it looks like. I leave the windows open. Okay, not the windows. I leave the blinds open so that people can go by and look in. I tell the people, hey, you can go by and look. On your email, you're going to have an auto reply. That sends in the rental criteria. Also sends a link to YouTube. On YouTube, you have a video of the inside of the house or the inside of the apartment. I got to tell you, I have rented places without ever showing the home. Like the first time the tenant saw it was the day they moved in. I had two young 27 couples, and this is before I used YouTube videos. They just saw the pictures online. The day they moved in is the day they first saw the house. I mean, like they hadn't even driven by. They showed up with the truck. Showed up with a moving van. They said, okay, hey, looks beautiful, great. I asked one of them, I said, why do you do this? I said, you didn't want to come by and see it first. That's strange to me. And she said, I was raised in a military family, moved all over the place growing up. I'm used to this. This is no big deal. So I go through the whole lease with them as I do that. Now I get to the part where it says, hey, you have to pay on the first. And I tell them, I know this is not going to be a problem with you, but just know if you don't pay by the third or whatever the day is now, I'm coming by with a notice to vacate. I just want you to know that's the way it happens. That's what we do. Now, right now with COVID, we've got a lot of education online. One of our vice president, she has spent hours and hours studying all the COVID rules in terms of eviction and all those kind of things going on. And so we make that available to our members. But here's the thing. You get the tenant moved in and you enforce the lease. You enforce the lease. That's the biggest mistake most people make, is they don't enforce the lease. And then you're going to sell the property in 2 to 3 years. Why 2 to 3 years? Because remember what our goal is. Our goal is to retire you in 5 years or less. So you're going to take that equity capture. You're going to take that capital gain, sell that property, buy two more properties or three more properties, depending on what you do. And you can do it without paying capital gain taxes, without any depreciation recapture, because you use something called a 1031 exchange, 1031 exchange. You can Google it, look it up, read about it. Basically what it is, you put the money in a trust and then you use it to buy more houses, and you don't pay the capital gains and you don't pay the depreciation recapture. And you just keep doing that and you keep increasing those streams of passive income, and you're on your way to financial freedom. That's what I want for you. Now, I know I went through all that really fast, but I just want to give you a feel, just a taste of what is involved in buying a single family house, because it's not difficult. Nothing I told you about is difficult. Nothing I told you about is hard to learn. The hardest thing for me when I did that was I was going through the lease. I was fixing to move a tenant in, and I called my mentor. I kept emailing my mentor, and finally he emailed me and said, David, there's a 3-hour video online that goes line by line through the lease, lifestyles video, that goes line by line through the lease. You have to go watch it. I'm not going to answer any more of your questions. He said, this is the only time I'll tell you I'm not going to answer your questions. It is too much and I don't have time, and it's already there. And so I remember I was out at a friend's ranch, and I sat there for 3 hours one night watching that video, going line by line through the lease until I understood every bit of it. Gang, here's what I'm telling you today. It is simple. You are capable, and you have a real opportunity right now to get moving. 2008 to 2010 was the last time we had something that was just so horrible the world was going to end. And during that time, Del Wamsley tripled his net worth. Starting at that time, David Fisher and Karen Fisher, I interviewed Karen last week, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited during that time. And this last year, their income was $2 million. This is your time. It's your time to get started. You're listening to the show right now. You've probably heard Lifestyles Unlimited before. Go to the website. You'll see testimonies from lots of people who have become real estate investors and retired themselves. Do you want to do it bad enough to ask, to make a move, and get on your way to financial freedom? Go ahead and go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Glad you're with me. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.